Let's talk to human rights activist from Gaza, Derek Graham, who joins us right now. Derek Graham, when we look at what has occurred, what's alarming is what our correspondents reported to us, and that there's a type of a bomb that's being used by Israel that actually, when fired, explodes into what he called as darts, which when comes into contact with the human body, it actually explodes, deemed illegal under international law. Is that what is going on regarding this latest attack?
Well, they're always testing different weapons here in Gaza on the Palestinian people. Like they tested the white phosphorus during 2008, and they tested dime bombs, and now they have a new weapon. All these weapons are illegal and shouldn't be used in civilian areas, but yet the Israelis use them with impunity. It is unjust, and they are allowed to do this and get away with it because they have the Americans backing what they do.
And the UN recently issued a report which was very alarming, probably of all that I've encountered, and that was the fact that that Gaza is going to be unlivable by the year 2020. It's very evident that this five-year-old siege is crippling all Gazans in every aspect and facets of their life, especially when it comes to, for example, medicine and lack of it. What other evidence have you seen that this blockade is basically consequencing on the people in Gaza?
Well, the way it works is the Israelis are creating slow genocide, where they basically want to wipe out the Palestinians. They are now not allowing desalination plants in and water purification plants in, and without water you cannot live. And the UN report stated by 2016 that the water in Gaza will be undrinkable, and by 2020 the aquifer will be beyond repair. Now this is a humanitarian disaster waiting to happen, and the world community have stood by and watched this happening. You're talking about 1.7 million people, and 1.7 million people without water, there's nothing, you will die. And it cannot happen. The world bodies must stand up and say enough is enough. You need to open the borders to allow this aid in, allow medicine in, allow humanitarian aid in. But the Israelis just turn a blind eye and let this happen, and the rest of the world turn a blind eye and let this happen. It is unjust and it's unconscionable.
Very well, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Derek Graham, the human rights activist from Gaza. We appreciate that.